When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Shake that thing, miss. Bah, 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 bah. You know that song? What is that? Turning on in the early morning. It's a good song. What is it? Is it Sean Paul?
Yeah.
Sean Paul?
Yeah.
John Boyks. Give me the light. What the
love
one?
Him. Yeah. Love him.
How about...
Love Rihanna.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
Think about it.
That
little bitch showed up on this planet and put out like a dozen timeless pieces of music.
She put
in
out
like
a lot of hits.
4 years.
Yeah, she put out a lot of hits. And then she said, peace out, and then became a billionaire doing lingeries.
It's amazing makeups. What she did.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, she's very
That's
cool.
That's how you have a music career.
Mm. You think she'll do more
so
music?
Do so much young.
You think that?
And then just fuck around.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying she's fucking around, but
no.
She has hits that will endure forever.
Yeah.
She can never put a song out again.
I don't think she will. Honestly,
it's great.
Yeah.
Good for her.
I know. I feel, I love when people retire or they stop doing stuff.
Yeah. Love her.
Yeah.
I got another.
Wait, do you know Kacey Musgraves?
Yeah.
She is so, I like saw some pictures of her because I was Googling Gwen Stefani at the Met Gala 2019. Because Jeremy Scott. She went away to Jeremy Scott. And then Kacey Musgraves is a friend with Jeremy.
Was that the Barbie year?
Camp. It was camp.
Yes.
Mama, that was camp.
But that was
she
when,
was looking camp right in the eye.
But was that the one where Kacey was in the pink leather Barbie look?
I don't know, but she was in a zipper, big zipper. Maybe that was that.
Is it pink leather?
It's pink leather.
Yeah.
She's
in the Moschino Jeremy Scott.
Outrageously beautiful. Like, I can't even stand it.
Her music's great, too. She's an icon.
Her voice is...
She plays that guitar. She writes those songs.
I couldn't
she sings.
Believe it.
She's amazing.
And I saw her. She did a little holiday special where in every scene she looks
flawless.
Impeccably stunning. Mm-hmm. And then Miss Lana Del Rey shows up in a little flat shoe and a little kiki wiggle dress. And
that's your friend.
That's my friend. I said, Mary, where's the hair and makeup?
I know.
Where's the effort? Miss Thing is in Gucci, like down.
Yeah.
Perfection in motion. And no offense to Lana. She's fine. Lovely.
Kacey's
lovely
great.
Woman. She's so...
Her early music is so good. And then her album Golden Hour from like 4 years ago, just amazing. And...
She's so hot. It's
and
crazy.
Her music, that song High Horse, mm-hmm. Anytime it comes on, I'm happy.
Yeah. Good for her.
High Horse. So
good
fun.
Good for her.
She's so pretty. And she invited me to an event. What is it? Fuck, what's it called?
Mary J. Blige.
Edie.
Oh.
Edie Parker. It's a like upscale women's marijuana paraphernalia. So it's like fancy ashtrays, fancy lighters,
cool.
Fancy purses with like a little joint area in it.
Okay.
I went to one of her holiday parties for the E. Parker and it was her party.
Oh, wow.
And she invited me and I had the pleasure of going.
And I was so, Kacey Musgraves.
And I love her music and I was so nervous to meet her and she was so nice.
Yeah.
And so fucking beautiful in person.
It's like I'm telling you, if I saw her, I'd probably have to you know what, just move away from her because you're gonna goon and you're gonna say something stupid.
I know.
And it's like, you know, I mean, hot people know they're hot. Like, give me a break. They don't need to be retold. She's so stunning looking.
I worked with somebody the other day and I said, I don't know why you're doing this. You could be like a model. And he was like, I do that.
I am a model. Yeah. Hi, I'm Naomi Campbell.
Yeah. It was a guy. And he said, hi, I'm Naomi Campbell. Yeah.
No, but you know. Yeah. I'm Cindy Crawford. I'm Kaya Gerber. I do modeling.
Kaya Gerber. Not a hot name.
No. It's like.
Kaya Gerber.
I don't know what she looks like, but that's her name.
You don't know what she looks like?
Mm.
It's Cindy Crawford's supermodel daughter.
Oh. She was in American Horror Stories.
I don't know, but she certainly looks...
Cindy Crawford's daughter.
Cindy Crawford's daughter looks... She is tall as a fucking stick. She looks exactly like her mama. It's insane. It's another dupe. It's not a dupe.
Tracy,
she's
can you
so,
fact check that?
Are you kidding me? Kaya Gerber is fucking Cindy Crawford's daughter?
But I think she's in American Horror Stories.
Oh. She's an actor? She's an actor now.
I believe she was in American Horror
Stories
as a ghost.
Oh, a ghost? But a sexy ghost.
She was a sexy ghost.
Poised. so, I mean, incredible. I think also the son is a model too.
Well, there you go. Okay.
Genetics.
Nepo babies of the modeling world. Yeah. Well,
but see, with modeling though, you have to have the math on your side. It's like my little lumpy daughter can't go on the runway if she's under 5'2".
My little lumpy daughter.
No, seriously.
Like, no, you're right.
No, she's, look at her. Like, if you look at her, she's like, oh, that's a model.
Yeah.
Because she looks like models look. And you have to look like how models look, I guess, to be a model.
I don't know how they would do that.
What, make the little lumpy daughter taller?
No, just modeling. Oh. I mean, I've done modeling as Trixie. But it's different.
Also, it's hard. I'm I know people think modeling's easy. It's not easy.
It's hard for you. But.
But. It is hard for me. Hard for me.
No, modeling is hard, but more than the photo shoot and the pose and getting the shot, mm-hmm. the lifestyle, these people going places where they look at your body half naked, yeah. say something horrible to your face, yeah. and then you leave.
Yeah.
And you're gorgeous, but because you work in an industry where everyone's gorgeous, it means nothing.
Nothing.
Why wouldn't you get a job at the local Petco and let your looks take you up to a mid-management level? Do you know what I mean? Like, good look. What is it? Sexy privilege?
Pretty privilege. No, that's what it's called. Pretty privilege. Yeah, yeah.
That will take you farther.
Do you think?
At a Midwestern paper chain than the fucking than modeling world, because who cares? Models. Everyone's beautiful.
I guess.
And, and from, isn't runways kind of the hot or the uggos, right?
Well,
it's runways, yes. Like, you are either classically model beautiful, uh-huh. or you have like a interesting tooth.
code word, like, you are ugly, but you have, you're 5'10 and 120 pounds or whatever.
You're like particularly far apart eyes.
Yeah, yeah, or yeah. Like striking. Yes. Says striking. Striking Anya. Look. Yeah.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
I would call her also extremely beautiful. She don't think, she, I mean, she doesn't.
No, she is beautiful, yes. But she has this like alien bug.
Oh,
beauty.
Yeah. I suppose, you know, yeah.
Alien
yeah.
bug energy.
Yeah, she has a striking face. It's symmetrical, crazy symmetrical.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah, but with the models, you've got your stars, your openers and closers, and then you have your like filler queens, your workhorses, your like the girls who work, but they're not like millionaires.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
But when you see real models in the wild,
mm-hmm. Oh, in New York City.
Your mind goes.
In New York.
That's a model.
Yeah, in New York, because nobody ever walks in LA. You'd never get to see stars. It sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks in LA. You know, they're either sitting down in a restaurant or in their car. You never see them out in the wild.
Never see them in the wild.
In New York, you see models all the time walking, and you're like, whoa, that's a model.
Yeah.
They look so different. They look like giraffes.
They look not human. And
not
I mean
human.
That like in a totally yeah, in a, nice like way.
Like, but like they take your breath away.
Yes. It's like an yeah. avatar.
Yes. It's,
I'm
it's
Sigourney
stunning.
Weaver. Yeah. They're Sigourney Weaver as the Avatar.
Yeah. Yes.
Jake Sully. Have you seen that movie?
Yes.
Jake Sully.
Is that The Way of Water?
That's his name.
The Way of Water? Avatar? Water World?
No, I've only seen the first one.
Oh, I haven't seen
it. Because I heard the second one's like 6 hours.
Thank you. Who's
I'm not
got
getting
the time?
Involved in that.
No.
I'm not doing all that.
I'm not bringing my pee bag.
I'm not wearing a diaper to the eye pick. And I'm not taking a pee break right no. when Jake Sully, no. you know, the major moment.
If I'm going to have steak Diane, I don't want to do it in a cinema. I want to do it at home because I'm going to need to eat dinner in four hours. You know what I mean?
Do you like Dave and Buster's?
I've never been there once in my life.
Okay.
You've talked about it for 6.5 years. I have to go try it sometime.
You got to go.
Yeah, I'm going to go. Where is
it? I went this weekend. I had off.
Where is it?
So I was really, it's in Hollywood.
Where?
Hollywood and Highland.
Very close.
This weekend I was really testing my limits of how much I could disconnect from work.
Yeah, I know. You also were on the phone with me. You said, it's my day off. You said about 12 and a half times.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to get used to it myself.
I think you were trying to convince yourself.
Yeah, yeah. It's my day off.
Yeah, I'm going to go to different. It's my day off. So
but
well,
the truth is, since I don't take many days off, no, when I do have a day off and someone asks me to do something, I make a production of it. I go, it's my one day off.
Yeah, it's so, like, please stop suffocating me. Yeah.
I go to the mall.
What mall?
On Hollywood and Highland.
There's a mall?
Mary, the California Pizza Kitchen, the Hot Topic, the Dave and Buster's, the Sephora.
Is that by Grauman's Chinese Theater?
Or the Dolby Theater, yes.
Oh, I know. I wouldn't call that a mall. Oh, it is a mall. Okay, whatever. Anyways, continue.
I went to the local shopping center. Is that better?
Yes, because it's, I think of a mall. I think of like Westfield Mall. I think of
also,
like
So I told you it was Hollywood Grove. And Highland. And then I said the mall. And you said, where is it?
I don't know. You confused me.
Hollywood and Highland has that annoying crosswalk,
yes,
that's a crisscross. So
yes,
that
mom.
Some dumb bitch
yeah.
from Paducah.
Beth from Iowa.
Can put on her jean skirt
and do
and her flowing
in the,
blouse.
And they do selfies in the middle, Mary. They do selfies in the middle.
Mama,
they do selfies in the
and
middle.
And I hope a car takes them out.
Mama, I believe Sprinter firmly van. In my, now that I'm a driver, I believe firmly in my bones that between La Brea and Vermont, Hollywood should be no
godless
cars.
Godless times.
These are godless times on Hollywood
Boulevard.
If you
want to get run down by a Scientologist in a Sprinter van, go to Hollywood Boulevard.
Mama, between La Brea and Vermont Ave on Hollywood Boulevard, pedestrians only. Catch it, Mayor.
Mama, I
catch
live on
it,
Hollywood
Mayor
Boulevard.
Of LA. I live on Hollywood. But we can go, north-south traffic can still happen, but no turning. No east-west traffic on Hollywood Boulevard between La Brea and Vermont. Catch it. It'll be like Sin City, no laws.
It is a big city. I think they should almost have center, I don't know, maybe a lane that's, depending on the time of day, is express through or express out.
Can't do
changes
it.
Direction.
Can't do it.
They do that.
No, you got to do pedestrian only. Be lawless, Sin City. Have the hookers rule the streets.
Friday, I got another microneedling facial.
And you said,
I'm trying to stack them up. Look how good it looks. I mean,
you look great, but you have makeup on right now.
A little bit,
yeah.
Because it's still red from the treatment.
Oh, I see.
But I mean, when you get them like 6 weeks to 2 months apart, they kind of stack the benefits. This time
That's
when I got in the shower,
do, right?
I was like,
whoa,
a baby.
Yeah.
It's like the best my skin's ever looked.
You put your skin through so much fucking trauma. So you're traumatizing your dermis.
Yeah. And the epidermis.
Yeah.
So I go to the
Dave & Buster's
and I'm scabbed. I'm fully scabbed.
You know, Hollywood Boulevard, you fit right in.
Entirely.
Yeah.
But okay, I gotta tell you this. So there's the mall, and I go in the mall, and I brought weed. And I thought, and you know I'm getting into weed. So I thought, you know what's gonna enhance my Dave & Buster's Day Off experience?
Weed.
Doing weed.
Yeah, of course.
So I puffed the weed.
Yeah, marijuana cigarette.
I go in, and they say, do you need a card? And I said,
Mama.
I held up my phone where I have 13,000 tickets saved up, and I said,
no. Oh, I'm sorry, are you Dave?
Fucking card.
Are you Dave?
Did you need to top up your power card?
Mama.
This isn't my first rodeo, bitch. Oh, okay. Yeah. I know you need to point me to where the coin pushers are now.
Okay.
They're like plow games. I like those, you know.
Oh.
Where it's like you put the quarter in and then the plow pushes it and the quarters all move.
I got to go. I have no idea. So I
got
to go find out.
I got a few
out.
Games I love to play.
Ski ball?
I love ski ball. I love the thing where there's clowns and you have balls and you got to knock down the little fuzzy clowns.
Okay. Like whack-a-mole kind of?
Yeah. Love ski ball. Love, it looks like a beer pong, so it's like what do you call it, solo cups, and you have you gotta get them, like, you know, whatever.
Okay, do you do games, driving games, any arcade games?
I don't do anything
games?
Like that.
No, but do
I
they
do
have
a lot of analog, like there's a ball and there's a thing, or like throwing,
it's the gross motor movements.
Yes.
Yeah,
one of them is like, you know, it's a big combination lock and it's moving either way and you have to stop it on each number. It's like,
oh wow.
I like
the baby games.
No. These are the high value ticket payout games. These are the games where you can win 50 tickets a game.
And
I'm not playing the fun ones, getting less tickets.
Okay, so what did the tickets get you? Stay at a hotel?
A lot of items. Right now I have enough saved up for a vacuum. What do you call it? The ones that go on their own?
A Roomba?
Yeah. I have enough saved up for a Roomba right now.
Those aren't cheap.
No, I know. I didn't spend it.
Don't get a Roomba, by the way. Absolutely don't get a Roomba.
For my house?
No, don't get a Roomba.
Why?
They're horrible.
All that hardwood floor in my house?
Oh my God, they're horrible.
No, they're not.
Yes, the Roomba's horrible.
Why?
Because it's like a stupid fucking robot that doesn't do the job right.
You think?
I mean, I know.
Okay.
Mama, don't take jobs away from human beings. Mama, you get a Miele? You get a Miele, you put the attachment on for hardwood floor? Never seen a hardwood floor cleaner.
I want a weekly cleaning person, but
you need a cleaner, you're never home.
I know, but I don't want them to be there when I'm there.
You're never there.
Yeah.
It's so easy. It's so easy because you don't have a cleaner house.
You think if I leave a little cleaning gown in David's size out, he'll just like
definitely. But you have to have like really nice, like custom made rubber gloves.
Yeah, like a Gucci
dishwashing gloves. Yes.
Gucci dishwashing
with
gloves.
With the monogrammed and then
yes.
Absolutely. And a little punch clock. You can punch in and out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I can kind of come by with a white glove and, like, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. And you slap them if it's not good.
Totally. So I'm playing the games.
Yeah.
And I've had enough. And then I go into the prize area. I must have been in there 40 minutes. Couldn't decide what to get. I just, there's too many possibilities, and I had too much tickets, which made me like drunk with possibility.
It's too, yeah. It's
I was like, oh my God, I could get these online. Juggling balls, or I could get this Frisbee. It was like just too much in the air.
Do they have
too many variables?
What about
sometimes
jewelry?
Yeah, that's where I got that silver, that gold necklace that said winner.
Oh my God. They have Movado watches?
Out. Those were three. No, the necklace was 3,000, but I already had one.
Okay.
And they didn't have it at this particular Dave & Buster's. So I decided to wait because you can turn in your tickets that you win for appetizers.
They have food there.
Mary, they have fierce food there. So then I decided to go to the bar and I ordered the nachos with no meat and a Diet Coke.
And you loved it. You got your life on that day off.
Loved it. Yeah. But then I'm like, you know, I'm closing the door to the spiritual realm with the marijuana, but I'm going for one last hoorah on the way home. Cause I decided to walk home. It's about 2 mile walk. So I go, I'm going to, and on my day off, walk. Why not?
Absolutely. Why not?
Go for my lovely walk, listen to music. Mm-hmm. And you know, on Hollywood Boulevard, they have the people dressed up as characters. A lot of time it's like someone in shitty blue face yes. paint. Who's like, I'm Cookie Monster. And you're
Batman,
like, no, you're not.
Or a guy with a snake.
But sometimes it's good.
Oh yeah.
And I was particularly high. And there was a Pennywise, a good one, a very good one.
Did you fuck him?
No, it took me a whole second to understand what was going on. Like, I'm walking on the stairs and I'm like, burp, 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 and I look up and there's a very real Pennywise.
Just like the real, I mean.
With a balloon, just standing.
Did it scare the shit out of you?
No, but because it looked like the one from the movie, my brain went, Hollywood Boulevard, it's from the movie. But it was so real, and he was just standing there looking at me with the balloon. It did take me a full second to be like, right, Hollywood Boulevard. It just took me out of my, just for a second. It scared
crazy.
Me.
That's crazy.
It scared me.
I mean, what would have happened, I mean, if he had like tried to like palpate your boner?
I am very fine. I'm fine with that.
Would you fuck one of those guys? Which one? Yes. Which are the Hollywood Boulevard characters?
I'm not into ass up. I'm not into Anon. I'm not into door closed, face covered, but I... But if you have a mask on,
it's on.
There's something
it's
okay
on
with
site.
That. It's on site, site bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Can I tell
Halloween
you?
Halloween is hot for that reason.
I know.
Ooh, look at that guy in the fucking mask. Which one? All of them. Should we fuck him? Yeah. Like, that's Halloween.
That's Debbie and Paula going to the party.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it. I went to, I had sex. You know, I've been thinking about sex like, you know, oh, it's sex, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then I had.
That's the comedy part of you. Hey, sex. What's up with that?
Blah, blah. Men, women, ugh, men are gross, girls are stupid, but
yeah. Like, men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
I was watching it, I was watching
ladies,
a comedy.
The difference between me married and not married.
Uh-huh. It's like one of us has cum in their pussy and the other doesn't. Whoop. I watched a comedy special. I won't say what
my
it was.
Husband keeps waking me up and wanting to have sex.
Yeah, whoa. All comedians talk about is like, get it? Like, is sex, it's all comedians talk about is sex. Sex, yeah. Sex, 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 sex. So I finally have sex the other night. And it was incredible.
Who'd you have sex with?
A guy that I met
Mario.
Online. Yeah.
Mario extra, Lopez.
Extra. Yeah. And it was off the charts, like Dina Martino would say. It was off the charts.
Catch it.
It was off the charts. And we fucked for quite a while, you know, more than, but here's the problem. I recently had a hip replacement and thrusting in a sexual motion, thrusting my penis into somebody else's body. It aggravates.
But you know what helps though? Putting on a song that you can kind of match the rhythm to.
Yeah. But
no.
I hear it and I know.
No, Benny, ba-dum, no, ba-dum. Benny Benassi, yeah. Satisfaction.
Oh.
Touch me. And then just my
you
want that so I can get my
satisfaction. One,
yeah,
the offbeat. Yeah, every one in five, I'm doing it. But yeah, it was. Oh my God, it was fabulous. And it was.
Now he bottomed.
He did, and he did brilliantly.
No, what's
beautifully?
What's the best?
And thing expertly
for your hip right now. Is it the best for you to like lay there? Probably.
Yes, the best thing was for me to like have him ride. But see, the problem is that I was so turned on that I couldn't stand still. I couldn't sit still. Because I was consumed with desire. It was
right.
It was a really wonderful experience. And then I thought to myself, oh, this is why people go insane. Because mm-hmm. this type of pleasure is not only intoxicating, it's very addicting, it's very like, it's they goon and then they went, yeah. I mean, but it was just, and there was a moment where like, in the beginning when we were chatting, because he's, we don't have very much in common, let's say that. And I like, was like, there was a moment where it's like, I don't think this is gonna lead into a hookup. And then his butt grazed my crotch, and I was like, this is actually going very much in that direction.
Yeah.
It was the physicality of it, of his body. His body was in, the butt was like insane, like off the charts number, like cover girl, put the bass in your, like, you know, Kaya Gerber on the runway. It was like incredible, incredible. And like, it could have, like, this person could be a total dick, a total asshole, a cretin from hell. I would still fuck the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Like in a second, in a heartbeat, in a moment's notice. I'd leave right now.
Listen,
this microphone would be on the floor with a dust cloud. I'd go,
hookups are a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
You know, the older I get, the more I'm like, it's fabulous. I think when I was younger, I was like, yeah, but it's like, it's a supplement for like the real thing. And now I'm like,
what's the real thing?
Hookups are a different thing. Hookups are two people with really nothing in common. Kind of like temporarily bonding over this mutual interest, and then it's over, and it's kind of like,
yeah,
it's not a supplement for a relationship. It's no, its own thing.
It's its own thing. And it was like, it was our second time hooking up, but there was a familiarity, but not much of a rapport, I'd say. And it was just, God damn, it was fabulous to both be like sexually. I mean, it was like, it's such a wonderful thing, because it's like, oftentimes, I mean, you know, it's when you know, the give and take is almost even. That is just, it's electric.
Yeah.
Boogie woogie.
And that's not always happening.
No, they're always, they're trying to like hold back their vomit.
No. Lately, I've been having a lot of, I keep having more psychic things happen.
But wait. Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the Anon thing, it's the opposite of that. I can't do the Anon. Like, I don't, I.
Oh, you mean like no face, et
cetera? No face. No, I don't want to know. Just plugging away. Like, this guy had a butt that, if it appeared in a glory hole or whatever, I don't know if they do that, but like, if there's a large hole and the butt came through, I'd be like, whoa.
Are there butt glory holes?
I think so. You just do a bigger hole.
Doesn't the dick go through the dick size hole and then your butt is just on the other side?
Yeah, but I'm saying if I could be able to see the butt.
Oh,
you
sure.
You know what I mean? So like that, I would be like, oh, wow. Yeah, I want to do that. It doesn't matter if it's fucking, you know, Mayor of Easttown on the other side. But like, I don't, there was like a very,
you like his face and all that too?
Yes. Yes. And it was very intimate what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Intimacy was very, very intense and palpable, even though it's just a hookup.
Right.
You know, it's a no strings situation, but there's still very strong intimacy.
Uh-huh.
So that's great. That's all. Anyways.
How'd you meet him? The internet?
Grindr. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You get scared of people coming to your house?
Absolutely not. No. And he's funny. He was like, he knew who I was and he was like a fan or whatever. And he was like, I can't believe you let me come to your house. I was like, why? I was like, what? Cause you be a serial killer? I have so many knives. You're shorter than me. I could fucking slit your throat in a second.
Yeah. Did you say that?
Yeah.
I think that's good.
I reached into my junk drawer in the kitchen. I took out the buck knife and I was like, mama,
you're like,
what do you think is going to happen?
It.
Mama, 12 years of karate, hip replacement, no, whatever, whatever.
You're like, before my hip replacement, I'd be scared. But
yeah,
now?
Yeah.
Full range of motion.
Titanium, sweetie.
And you lift your leg up to your eye level and you go, what are you going to do?
I turned on the track. I was like, this joy is liberated. This joy is liberated.
I love hookups.
Yeah.
Sex, I'm happy for you.
Sex is, I mean, yeah. Sex is not everything, but it's certainly something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's okay. But got to live without it. Got to be able to live without it.
Will you do faceless? I don't want to send you a picture of my face, but.
No. I
don't like that either.
That's crazy. What do you mean faceless? Well, I don't know. I'm going to know. I got to know what you look like. My pictures on whatever thing I'm trying to do is say Grindr. I look like that. Like it's the whole body. You get a sense of how much the numbers, which are important. Age, height, weight, that's very important because those are real.
And it's important.
Those are facts.
We hope they're facts.
But they have to be facts. Yeah. They fluctuate. Age doesn't. It only changes once a year.
No, but I'm saying the representation fluctuates.
I know. So you got to keep them up to date.
You know how I feel about 39.
I know.
Nobody's 39.
Nobody's 39.
Everybody salt and peppered and wrinkled to hell is like, I'm 39. I'm like,
just don't show the age. I don't think my age, I don't know if my age is showing.
I have no issue with old guys.
Yes, but a lot of people do.
I have issues with liars.
Yes, me too.
I have issues with liars. I will fuck your wrinkly old gray ass.
Yeah.
But I won't fuck your wrinkly, grilled gray ass if you're trying to shove it into a 39 age package.
You lying bitch. Let me see the passport.
Because you can be hot at any age. You can be hot at any weight.
Yes.
Like, don't lie about any of that. No,
and then don't lie about your fucking height, you freak.
That is fucking freak.
Okay,
can I just say this? And I'll make a promise to you, all of you. If somebody ever comes over for a hookup and they say they're
6'2",
and they're
5'10",
I'm going to say something.
Yeah.
And we should all say something because we have to live in reality.
Yeah.
We have to live in reality. Unless you are born with those Spice Girl stacked fucking pumps on your feet, you are not 6'2". And I'm fine with you not being 6'2".
Of course.
But why are you lying?
Right.
The cock-a-doodle car. Like, why are we lying? Why are we lying about height?
Because we're so afraid of rejection, and we're so afraid of not getting into the front door because of that stigma.
But I'll suck your tiny cock. But not if you tell me it's a huge cock. I will suck it.
I know.
I'll put that tiny little Mr. Peanut in my mouth.
I've never, ever tried. When people relay information about their dick size, that's Mother Goose. Mama, that's Mother
that's
Goose
stories,
talking.
That's
story
Aesop's
time.
Fables. That's the busy world of Richard Scarry.
That's Drag Hour at the Library,
Mama,
honey. None of it is real. None
Eloise.
Of it matters.
That's Madeline. Mama, that's everybody poops. Okay, like that's fucking public libraries.
That's Maya Angelou, honey.
I know why the cage bird sings. That's fiction.
The Adventures
that's
of Huckleberry
King.
Finn, Tom Sawyer,
Gerald's
shit.
Game.
It's crazy. Don't and you can use adjectives all you want. Huge, whatever, Mama. That's it's just
thick.
Come. That's why I don't. There's no because I'm not really a bottom. There's no like. There's no expectation or anything about dick size.
But I'm a bottom, and I don't care if it's a small dick.
Yeah.
Not every bottom cares about
well,
it being a fire hydrant.
But you're not a gutless, insatiable bottom like people in LA. Which that, by the way, I was with the hookup. He was very pleased with the size and whatever of my penis, and I was very happy for that.
Uh-huh.
Not a lot of guys love an acorn, but this guy couldn't lose a chipmunk. No, but he. People will like, I mean, this is what they're looking for girth-wise.
Right.
This is what they're looking for girth-wise.
Why?
I think it's just, I don't know. I think it's just, you go limits. You go, it's like a marathon. It's like you run a mile. You ran 27.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
That's worse. That's weirder than this.
You think?
Yeah. I know.
I don't know. You know, I'm fine with people having whatever kind of sex they have, but... Yeah. Last night I had a gig and I played a remix of Short Dick Man. And I really thought, I think I need to retire this song.
Yeah,
I love this song, but I hate the sentiment.
I do too. Because we don't hear like, small titty girl. You don't hear like, I don't want to fuck that small titty girl.
Right.
It's terrible.
I don't like that.
No.
Because I do want
that Short Dick Man.
I want that Short Dick Man equal to a Big Dick Man. I don't care.
Yeah. I want that Fat Butt Man. I don't care if he's got a peanut pecker or a fucking kielbasa on the other
side.
Now,
is it a problem for you if you're trying to fuck someone and they have like a normal ass and not a like...
Oh, of course. I mean, it's...
That's what I mean. You don't care.
I don't care.
Still a butthole.
There's still
a butthole.
It was a person. There's a whole person attached to it. If my desire was so localized, I'd just go get one of those fucking latex Jennifer dolls.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, of course. And now they have men's ones.
Of course they do.
Gene.
He's right in the living room.
Yeah. Like there's not one in there. It's a whole thing I don't understand.
Yeah. I think it's the porn. I mean, because I know like I have a regular butt, but there is something there. I've been with guys who have like extended backs where there's like no gluteal protrusion whatsoever.
I mean,
it's a kind of a turnoff, but when they're sitting on your dick, it's fine.
But also, isn't it about the butthole?
Well, that's where your dick goes inside.
But that's where you should be honest. Imagine if some guy had a big round butt and you're a top and you're like,
yeah.
And then you go to spread those cheeks and eat the booty like groceries and there's no butthole. And he goes, oh yeah, I don't fucking have one. Like that's a time when you speak up and you be honest. Imagine you digging and you go, oh, I don't think I can. I don't think you have a butthole. And he goes, I don't. That's weird.
It's the porno where the girl's at the doctor and she doesn't have a pussy. It's on the back of her neck. Did I show you that?
Yes, you did. Yeah, you did.
He fucks it and it comes out her mouth. Let's take a break. I got an official, the official ask, the offer to go to Turkey.
So a doctor reached out and said, hey, we would love to do your hairline, whatever.
It was a facility. So they would fly me first class, like go do the surgery, 5-star hotel, obviously, like the works. And then, yeah. And then, you know, and to help like,
like propagate their business.
Yeah. To dispel like, clarify, like to show that it works. And it does.
I don't think anyone has doubt that it works. Because I think the reason we talk about it is because we go, oh, look, he has hairline done.
I mean, I think that there is discussion in about like who is a candidate, right? Like, you know what I mean? How much hair do you need to have? Whatever. Because I know a baldy. I know this bitch fucking, my friend in, that I saw in London or yeah, in London. I was like, holy shit, you have fucking hair now. That bitch went to Turkey. He was a bald ass bitch.
David Beckham?
Romeo Beckham.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he was like balder than me. So super receded in bald spot. Big bald spot. Mama, full hair. Hair down.
Should we just hair do model. It?
No, because I'll tell you why. I won't do it because A, I couldn't accept or deal with 2 hours of that healing process. Extended long healing process. And also, I have shitty hair. I had shitty hair. I don't have good hair.
The other problem is we do drag.
Yeah, I don't want hair.
It's very convenient to not have hair.
Also,
for drag.
Going to the hair salon, buying hair products, all that shit. It's a whole thing. Mary, this shape, the skull shaver for 5 minutes every other day.
Love it. I know.
Love it.
It's so easy.
I love it.
The problem is I'm adjusted to the level of laziness that shaving my head
I call
offers
it convenience
me. That's what I mean. I can't go back.
No, also I don't know what to go back to unless you're talking about extra full Mario Lopez like fucking wig.
Well, that's what I mean. For how much hair you and I have,
it's not gonna happen.
It's not going to mean my hairline suddenly migrates to it. Means I'm gonna look slightly less bald.
Yeah, but and also there's bald. No guarantee. And also there's no guarantee, and you have to endure. And because I know everybody has done it, that aftercare recovery time when it grows through, gets itchy, painful, falls out, regrowth, it's so long, it's so crazy, it's so nuts. I couldn't deal with it. It's not for me
either.
Now if we're talking about penile enlargements, if I could go from an acorn to a little baby carrot, now we got some business to talk about.
But we're also men. Being male and being bald is easy.
It's not an
issue.
It's
very easy.
It's funny.
If
like,
I was a woman and I had like noticeable baldness, it'd be a completely different
situation. It's a totally different
situation.
Issue. It's a different
it's
issue.
A different situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like
because the human eye is adjusted to bald men. Like we don't think, well, that's weird. When you see a bald woman, part of what makes it striking is like you don't see many bald women.
No, yeah.
So you're like, it's either bald woman.
Oh, you think like, oh, maybe chemo, maybe like, or like if striking, interesting, bold choice.
Right.
You know what I mean? Depending on the situation.
There is something about women with shaved heads. Luckily, when I
worked... Jodie Turner, fucking whatever, Jodie Turner Smith or whatever, Joshua Jackson's wife, the most stunning bald black woman ever.
It's a great look on many
ever.
People.
Holy shit, yeah.
I think of obviously like, what's her name? Something Rose, Amber Rose.
Oh yeah, stunning.
Or obviously Jada.
Yes, stunning.
But I mean,
but Jada
could have
women.
Any hairstyle.
Right. But Jodie Turner.
It helps to look like Jada Pinkett Smith or.
If you look like Jodie Turner Smith, literally one of the most beautiful women in the entire world.
You're
Mama.
Cool for the summer.
Yeah, exactly.
When I worked at the makeup counter, women would come in when they made the jump of shaving their head. Mm. They would come in and they would often start wearing more or bigger jewelry and more makeup. Because I think for them, the long hair was part of their feminine identity.
Yeah.
So women would shave their heads and they'd be like, that would be the catalyst for them to start wearing bright lipstick, lashes.
Yeah.
Because it really does balance out a bald head to have a nice face focus.
Totally. I mean, I worked at the wig store and we had many a woman come in who was in the process of chemo. And it was always interesting to see like, you know, the there was the woman who was like, I have cancer. I'm starting treatment. I haven't started to lose my hair yet. Up until my hair is gone. I need wigs. And it was so fascinating because very emotional. Losing your hair is wild.
Yeah.
But then getting it back.
Yeah.
Which so many women, of them do.
I had women like come in to learn to draw on brows.
Oh, right.
Because
the brows
stuff,
go.
Lashes.
Lashes.
Learning to
alopecia.
Put on well, and gluing on lashes when you don't have any is
shit.
A different struggle. You really have to kind of place them perfectly.
Yeah. Every day too. Lashes, for me, every single time, I probably put on lashes 1,000 times. It's not easy every time.
Oh, I still have lash malfunctions.
Yeah.
Because it's also, for drag queens, the life cycle of a lash. A brand new lash is different than...
I know. I don't love a brand new lash. I love a one
You wear new lashes every time.
I do.
So you do love a brand new lash.
So what is the
When
truth?
I found out you wore brand new lashes every time, that's when I realized you were rich and you had lost touch and you weren't like us anymore.
That I drive a Rolls Royce and I hit homeless people with my car.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I do. I cut them in half and I wear little boo-boo lashes, little baby boo-boos. But it's tough because I have tiny little eyes.
Do you wear bottoms at all?
No.
Never.
Never.
Because you never even do like...
I used to. But they...
Even like a couple chunks just on the outer. Don't you think that'd be like sexy?
No, I have.
Because you wear so much smoke on the bottom.
I know. I have done that. But if I do a bottom lash, I have to do with such a huge top lash. Otherwise, I look like a droopy clown bitch. Do you know what I mean? Because my eyes are so small and I don't have any space. You know? Oh, I'm going to get microneedled.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, I'm going to get microneedled.
Go to my guy.
Because this, who's your guy?
Wait, are you talking about microblading?
Microblading, sorry. Microblading. Because when I have to shave off half the fucking eyebrow for drag, I look like Who Done It and Ran. And this is going to be like, it'll be all penciled in.
Do you miss having, you want to have half eyebrows again?
Yes, I'm almost there. You see them right
Makes
now.
Makes your life easier.
I'm almost there. I almost look half human. Almost.
But are you going to shave half again?
Yes, but that'll be microbladed on.
The only problem is I think you can't wear makeup for 2 weeks while it heals.
I think it's 10 days. No problem. I got a month off.
Well, that's why I got my facial.
Oh, there ain't no one.
That's why I had 3 days off last weekend because of the facial thing.
Right.
It's the only time I have time
you
off.
You have to give your face a rest. You have to. You have to.
When my skin starts to look good, I'm always like, look at me. And I'm like.
It's a human being skin who doesn't wear makeup.
Because I haven't done drag in a few days.
Yes, exactly. Drag is so gross for
If you
the body.
Exercise and drink water and don't put makeup on, you'd be amazed.
No way.
I have a makeup company, so I'm not saying you shouldn't wear makeup. But you'd be amazed what your skin is capable of. I mean, look at Amy Schrinkle.
Yes.
42, doesn't wear
65
concealer.
65 years old.
Doesn't wear face makeup.
I know, 65 years old.
Flawless.
How about this, though? Have you ever tried to put on the brightest eyeshadow and unleashed your inner superhero? Ooh, there ain't no other.
I'm just gonna say, if we're gonna talk about the RuPaul Architectural
no, we
Digest
can't.
Tour,
we're not gonna talk about it. We're not gonna. Talk
I just want to say, I want to say that I watched it 3 times, and I found new things every time.
I'm gonna say that after I watched it the first time, I had to lay down flat on the sofa.
But you know what though.
Ooh, there
any of those AD tours, and I've seen several. I've seen Dakota Johnson's. I've seen Kirsten Dunst's.
I've seen them all.
They all have that effect on me. Every single one is the wealth and the celebrity level, that sort of intimacy that they, I mean, it's staged intimacy.
Mama, let's talk about this.
It's staged. It's staged. But you walk in and you walk in, you are the viewer. You feel like you are walking in and they are giving, that's the way they shoot it. They shoot it like someone's giving a tour of their house.
Yeah, like welcome into my home.
And I love the series.
I love it too.
And I love all the houses, even the ones that are like the celebrity ones where they're all gray. I'm like, whatever, still love it.
Yeah,
I love all of them.
I know for a fact that many of those homes are, one of them, in fact, one of my favorite tours actually learned all that furniture was rented. She'd sold the house months before.
Yeah.
So there's nothing. A lot of times they do it when they're trying to list the house.
Oh yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, but and it's all bullshit. It's all fake. It's all staged. It's all produced.
I would do my new house.
Yeah,
but I don't think I think you need to be way richer than that. I think you need like
no. They do like. I mean, hi, I'm Caroline Boo Booville, and this I'm an influencer in Brooklyn. Here's my 300 square foot brownstone apartment. But I love Gwyneth's.
That's what I mean.
I love Gwyneth Paltrow.
Ruse was crazy, but they're all crazy.
They're all
of them are crazy.
I mean, Gwyneth had a spa in her basement. A spa. She had Steamworks in her basement.
It's nuts.
Gwyneth
is on prep.
She's on Ozempic too.
Ozempic and prep.
But I love.
Do you know Ozempic is injections?
Yeah.
Okay. Really thought it was a pill.
Subcutaneous injections, like in the fat. Like I used
so
to.
So if
do,
you want to lose weight, you have to be able to inject yourself.
So I did HGH for like a few months.
You did?
I did. Yeah.
When?
A couple years ago when
did
I was
your skull
at
get
I was
big?
At Laurel. Yeah, I would have had to do a skull crusher. No, I did it
we
for like
We had to bind my head
months.
like someone's feet.
But the point is, it's a subcutaneous injection, which literally you take pinch a little thing of fat. The needle is so tiny, you can't even feel it. It's like
I don't believe it.
Like I did it on Amy's cat For insulin.
I don't believe it.
You, mama, you, girl. I didn't believe it either. I was so terrified. And then I did it. You can do it and you hardly even feel it. Somebody could do it while you slept. No joke.
I get my like STI screening every 3 months.
No, that's a blood draw.
And when they take my blood.
No, that's a blood draw, mama.
They're always like, are you okay? Are you good? And I go, yeah, I'm fine. No, and then they put the needle to the skin and I go, ah!
This is nothing.
When they take your blood, what is your actual physical response?
I take a deep breath, I calm down, and I exhale as they go. I've had my blood drawn a lot.
I know mine is unintentionally theatrical.
Oh, you do?
It's always this arm, and they go, all right. And she's, you know, most people don't want to look, so I usually look away.
I usually look away as well.
And when they do it, I go,
oh my God. How about this one?
Oh my God.
How about this one? Have they ever struggled to put in an IV and had to try
collapsed veins like you, Jesse Pinkman?
Listen, no. I'm extremely vascular.
That was so mean.
That was so mean. I'm extremely vascular on most of the days.
And see, that's a good vein.
Well, so I was with a nurse who was not very good. Because
those are like textbook veins.
Yeah,
they could take your blood up your arm. Yeah, is that from exercise?
It's just from being vascular. It's just been for
but like, people who do marathons and stuff, they usually have like veiny arms.
Oh yeah. I mean, if I like let them, if I like do a pump, they fucking bulge. It's disgusting.
Wow.
It's like huge, like they're like a half inch above the skin. It's gross.
Yeah. If I was in medical school, I would want your arm.
Yes. You don't want your exactly. But there was a nurse who was very, very bad at her job. Lovely lady, terrible fucking nurse who was torturing me until her supervisor came in and did it in a second. But in the meantime, I had to endure her sticking and not finding a vein to insert a port.
And when they don't find it, it's a different feeling.
It's a very different fucking feeling.
If something feels wrong.
It feels off.
It feels wrong.
And also when she's getting flustered and I'm getting nervous and then it's getting it's a nightmare. And it's blood. Mary,
but
blood
of course,
everywhere.
Not to defend anyone, it's incredibly hard.
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it
either.
I would
never do it. I couldn't be a phlebotomist.
Ross, who does my face.
Yeah.
Ross, hello.
Well, that's different.
Oh, he missed my vein the other day.
Ooh.
And he's never missed it.
Oof.
And he goes, I never miss it. I can't believe I just missed it.
Fuck.
And I had to go, I don't think it's in there. Yeah, I don't think it's in there. I don't think it's in there. And then he switched to the other arm. The other arm had a better vein.
Yeah. You have to have confidence. You have to have confidence. Like,
I watch TikToks of medical students learning how to do that. And they have the little needle. And they have like a sponge or a piece of fruit or whatever. And they're just over and over again sticking it just to get used to the.
Yeah.
Because you can't.
You can't hesitate.
You can't hesitate.
You go right in
there.
You
go right in.
And there's Lori Ottinger, the nurse who did my thing. She's a registered nurse. She is so skilled. Her technique is so skilled.
But not to be dumb, how do they not stab it into your vein and through the vein through the other side?
They just know. They know how to do it.
And how did your vein not start squirting blood in your body?
It's all because of the technology of the little needles stuff.
The just human the body works, is a mystery.
It's fucking
crazy. I watch a lot of car crash videos. And Twitter @crazyclips. Watch it all the time. It's just all fights and crashes. All fights and crashes. And I like get high and like watch the on my TikTok this close to my face and I go, oh my God. And David's like, I'm trying to sleep. And I'm like, look. And it's a woman flying out of a windshield, like in a head-on collision. And he's like, why are you watching this? Because I like to know stuff. You know, some people seek knowledge. I'm kind of like Homer or like, you know, like I'm kind of like a philosopher, but like on Twitter. So I forgot what I was saying.
Car crash.
Oh, car crashes. Right. I'll watch some car crashes where a lot of times in the chat under the video, it'll be like, oh, this person died. Rest in peace.
Right.
And then some other video where something 10 times as crazy happens and it'll be like,
this bitch
is fine.
Baskin Robbins.
She's fine.
Wow. Fuck. I don't want to be in a car crash.
Package thieves. I've watched a lot
of the videos. Me too.
Of package thieves.
I've seen them as well.
And some people don't get them. Don't steal from some people or they will launch a plan to catch you in the act.
Oh no.
So many videos
of
people catching them.
And what do they do?
Mary, some people are making the packages explode. And then they run out off their porch and go, told you not to touch my packages, you fucking bitch.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
They wait till they grab the package and then like
they
run out of the neighbor's garage and tackle them. And they're like, that's my house, bitch. And they call the police. Which I love because there's murder, There's, you know, terrorism, whatever.
Then there's stealing package.
So you steal someone's package from Amazon?
Mama.
It's on death site. By
the firing squad. It's on site.
Don't steal packages. Just don't steal mail.
But also
don't steal packages.
And also don't go to the trouble of doing exploding package entrapment techniques.
That's too far.
That's too far.
Because now we're trying to injure people because they stole what?
What is this, booby traps? What is this, Yellow Jackets?
Ooh, is it Home Alone?
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin comes out.
But like they're digging trenches. They're laying leaves over it and they're trying to get you in a 12-foot pit and they're going to leave you on there to starve to death. That's what that exploding Pungy package sticks. Energy has. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Exploding packages?
All right. Well, on that note, I think we should explode this episode finish it. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I'm not done. I have a lot more to fucking talk about. I don't like being silenced. Is it podcasts?
Don't silence women.
Don't silence women.
Women's stories matter.
Women's stories matter. Now, this building, we've had packages stolen.
Well, because you have that foyer.
I know.
That but easy my, access
my,
foyer.
My new house, because there's a wall around the property, the packages, they just throw them over the wall. No one can get in there. We never have missing packages.
I thought I love that.
Thank God.
Yeah. Well, wait until you get my little mini tramp and I do a little round off back handspring, boom, over the fence.
Through the trees.
Who will be laughing then? Mama, over the trees. Hello.
I got to figure out my fountain in my front yard. Right now it's bright green.
Mm. Let's get it blue.
I'm going to have to dump out all the water.
Mama, welcome to homeownership.
This isn't important. I guess we can end.
Wait, but final thought. I want to install a 25-foot tumble track with a crash pad on the top level of my deck.
See, that worries
me. And I have done all the research. I know the install. I know the specs. It will work.
You got to dig into the ground,
nope,
obviously.
Nope. It's a port-a-track. It's 16 inches high. It's solid, firm. It's portable and very stable. It can go right over the deck. A 12-foot crash pad, very safe.
So I have a few issues here.
Yeah.
Number one, this is the top of a mountain.
Absolutely.
So if you did fall off that, you're going down a hill.
No, there is. I'm going. So there are railings. Okay.
There are trampoline. Railings. You don't think you can fly over the railing?
Of course I can, but I am an experienced tumbler. I go front. I go back. I don't do side to side, Mary.
Mary, you got a hip replacement from walking.
What has nothing to do with it, but not from jumping.
You think 45 is the age and living alone, 45 and living alone. Yeah. Let's install a murder track so that I can off myself. Oh, I see where this is going now. Okay. Tragedy struck unexpectedly when local non-gymnast Katya was doing gymnastics in her backyard.
Aging tweaker.
Off deck. Off deck.
Oh, there ain't no other way.
Off deck. She got on deck and then she got off deck, honey. Oh, God. Can we stop?
Let's stop.
It's
okay.
Too much.
Thank you.
It's
bye.
Too much.
Okay, bye.
It's too much. It's too much. Off deck. Fuck.